It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. We're sorting out some health food claims this morning, like kombucha. Is this fermented brew really good for you? We'll find out in a moment. But first, olive oil. The truth, not all oils are created equal. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on what you need to look for to make sure you've got the good stuff.
If you pay any attention to health trends, you've likely heard about the Mediterranean diet. This is a pattern of eating that includes lots of vegetables, grains, and fish, not so much meat, and generous portions of olive oil.
Olive oil is a very healthy food. I consider it more medicine than food.
That's Mary Flynn. She's an associate professor of medicine at Brown University. And she says the evidence that olive oil is good for your heart has never been more clear. She points to a big study published earlier this year in the New England Journal of Medicine, where researchers in Spain had men and women in their 50s, 60s, and 70s who were at risk of heart disease follow one of three diets. Some ate a low-fat diet, another group ate a Mediterranean diet with nuts, and a third group ate a Mediterranean diet that included nearly 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil per day.
So they could compare the three diets. Was it nuts, was it olive oil, or was the low-fat diet as beneficial?
And what researchers found was that a Mediterranean diet rich in olive oil cut the risk of heart attack and strokes by about 30%. Researchers even stopped the study early since the benefits were so clear.
The fact is, there are a huge range of different health benefits of real extra virgin olive oil.
That's Tom Muller. He has spent the last 6 years investigating and writing about olive oil. He says olive oil is good for two reasons. It's mostly unsaturated fat, and extra virgin oil, which is the highest grade and least processed form of olive oil, contains a whole range of other beneficial plant compounds called polyphenols. But here's the catch. Unfortunately, it turns out that more than half of the extra virgin olive oil imported into the U.S. has been shown to be substandard.
It's quite often just very low-grade olive oil that doesn't give you the health benefits and doesn't give you the taste that extra virgin should give you.
In fact, a study from UC Davis found that 69% of imports tested failed to meet a USDA quality standard. And Mueller says in some cases, the oil is just too old. By the time the imported olive oil reaches us, it's often been shipped from place to place, sometimes not stored well. And even if it isn't noticeably rancid, many of the heart-healthy compounds have degraded or fizzled out.
Extra virgin olive oil is fresh-squeezed olive juice. It's a fruit juice. Therefore, freshness is a critical question.
Mueller says the FDA used to police olive oil imports to ensure producers were meeting quality and freshness standards, but those efforts have fallen off. So where does that leave those of us who want to get our hands on the healthy stuff? Well, for starters, Mueller says look for brands that carry a harvest date on the bottle. California Olive Ranch Oil, which is sold in lots of chain supermarkets nationwide, has a date clearly stamped on the back of the bottle. I met up with Greg Kelly of California Olive Ranch at a Safeway grocery store.
So this is a harvest date. Every single bottle produced by California Olive Ranch includes the date the olives were harvested to produce the oil in the bottle.
And he says the olives were pressed very quickly, so the oil is really fresh.
The most important thing for consumers to remember when they're purchasing extra virgin olive oil is it is not wine. It does not get better with age. So olive oil never gets better than the day it was produced.
Now, as long as it's properly stored, the freshness will hold in the bottle, at least for a while. Some bottles now carry an expiration date. But as soon as you open the bottle and expose the oil to oxygen and light, it will slowly start to degrade. So Tom Muller says, don't make the mistake his family made.
I grew up with terrible oil. I grew up with a huge tent in my grandparents' cabin, and that was olive oil for me. And it was moldy and fusty, and it was there for years.
Many factors determine how quickly an olive oil goes bad, but studies suggest once you've opened it, you should consume it within 4 to 6 months. Now, oils with the highest levels of heart-healthy compounds tend to be pungent and peppery. And Mueller says if the oil stings the back of your throat a little, that tells you that those beneficial polyphenols really are there. I got the chance to experience this during a tasting of fresh imported oils at Greg Bernarducci's olive oil shop in Brooklyn.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is an organic coratina, and it was grown in Peru, and it was just crushed in April.
We did feel that tickle, and it made us both cough.
And that pungency? This is definitely a two-cougher.
And Mueller says that's what you're looking for.
Once you have that taste, you get used to the little bitterness and the little pungency, you never go back. It's a completely different experience.
And a healthy one, too. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.